You're listening to Morning Edition on NHPR. Now that a committee of lawmakers has completed budget negotiations, the two-year plan goes back to the full House and Senate for approval. Across the state, New Hampshire towns and cities are waiting to hear just how much general fund revenue lawmakers will share with them. Here to talk about this part of the budget is NHPR's digital reporter, Brian Walston. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Rick.
So, Brian, give us some background. What's going on here?
Well, this is nothing new. Since the recession, the financial partnership between local governments and the state has really splintered. Towns have been forced to rely less and less on one of their only sources of revenue, which is the state budget, as lawmakers have eliminated or suspended long-standing agreements that have helped them pay for the services they provide their residents. You know, this was supposed to be a temporary measure, some of these ending of some of these agreements, but it seems to have turned into a permanent thing, and it's left local governments with very few good options. I mean, many have raised their property taxes or cut services or deferred infrastructure repairs to further down the road.
Right. Yeah, this is something that we hear all the time, the term downshifting.
Right.
And that's what's going on here, right?
Right. I mean, in 2009, the state suspended an agreement that dated back to 1970 to share revenues from the business profits tax. That's worth about $25 million a year to towns, and there's not much hope that that funding will ever come back. And a couple of years ago, pension reform eliminated the state's contribution to the New Hampshire retirement system. That increased the amount that has to be paid every year by employers, which are mostly local governments and school boards affected, and that's by about $125 million.
So, Brian, what are the towns keeping an eye out for in this budget?
Well, one of the big concerns of the New Hampshire Municipal Association, which represents the state's 234 local governments, is infrastructure, specifically state aid for water and sewer projects and bridges. The state used to cover 20 to 30% of the cost for wastewater projects, but a moratorium in 2008 halted that funding. In this budget, the House and Senate agreed to make almost $15 million available in these grants over the next 2 years. But the budget on the table now continues the moratorium, which withholds funding for dozens of water and sewer projects that are underway or already finished. And that's just over $7 million those towns won't receive in this budget.
The condition of the state's bridges has been a big issue. And what does this budget do to address that?
Well, you might remember lawmakers agreed to raise the gas tax last year.
And right.
One big reason was to speed up the repairs of the more than 350 municipal bridges on the state's so-called red list. The state had been sending towns $6.8 million a year, which was enough to do about 8 or 10 bridges. Now, the gas tax was supposed to double that amount and fast-track the repair schedule. The good news is that the budget includes $6.8 million in new tax revenue for state bridge aid. The bad news is the governor eliminated the existing state aid for bridges and the House and Senate went along.
Why was that additional money pulled from the budget?
Well, one reason, according to the governor's office and transportation officials, is that it's a timing issue. They said a lot of the municipalities whose projects would be fast-tracked weren't yet ready. And not everyone agrees that's an issue, but ultimately, and this is true of programs across the board, it comes down to whether there's enough money in the budget. And right now, neither the government or lawmakers think there is. So even with a gas tax increase, local governments are right back where they started in terms of bridge aid. And if you applied for that money today, you'd be told not to expect it until 2025.
Brian Walston is NHPR's digital reporter, and you can see more of Brian's reporting on the state budget and what's been going on in Concord at nhpr.org. And while you're there, there is an interactive map that you can find out how downshifting affects your town. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Rick.